State ascoltando SBS Italian.
Stai ascoltando SBS Italian. Scopri altre storie nella tua lingua. Visita sbs.com.au/italian.
Ad un anno di distanza dall'ultima volta, noi di SBS Italian abbiamo intervistato il leader dell'opposizione federale australiana, Anthony Albanese, che ci ha incontrati al Bar Italia di Leichhardt, nella Little Italy di Sydney. Esattamente un anno fa lo avevamo incontrato alla vigilia della Festa Italiana, evento che portò nel quartiere oltre 100.000 persone per celebrare l'identità italo-australiana del quartiere e di un po' tutto il paese. Un'identità di cui è partecipe anche lo stesso Anthony Albanese. Quest'anno, a causa della pandemia, la celebrazione per le strade di Sydney è stata annullata, come è successo anche per tante altre feste italiane e non solo in tutta Australia. Ma il leader del Partito Laburista ha voluto celebrare comunque l'identità degli italiani d'Australia, parlandoci, come ha già fatto in passato, della propria storia e di come lui stesso abbia scoperto, in età adulta, le sue radici italiane. Tutto iniziò con un viaggio che sua madre intraprese quando, molto giovane, lasciò i sobborghi di Sydney per andare a vedere il mondo.
My mother grew up not far from here in Camperdown, which is only a few kilometers away from Leichhardt, where we are now. And she did what many Australians do, which is to, as a young woman, travel overseas by ship in those days, in the early 1960s. And she travelled to Europe, to London via all of the stops on the way. Singapore, what is now Sri Lanka, was then Ceylon. Egypt stopped in Naples, and after going through the Suez Canal, and then on to Southampton in London. On that ship, she met a young man, Carlo Albanese. And he and her had a relationship, and she became pregnant with me.
Marianne, la madre di Anthony Albanese, una volta rientrata in Australia, prese una serie di difficili decisioni, una delle quali creò un segreto che mantenne per molti anni.
At the time, it was a difficult circumstance. She was a young Catholic woman. She came back to Australia to have a child, myself, in 1963, and made the quite courageous decision to keep me and raise me by herself. My father, Carlo, stayed in Italy, and they didn't have further contact. In order to preserve, if you like, the honour of the family, I was told, and people were told, that my father had died. When I was a teenager, my mother told me the true story, that it was possible my father was still alive.
Il leader dell'opposizione federale, Anthony Albanese, ricorda un momento chiave in cui decise di andare fino a fondo nella scoperta delle sue radici.
My mother passed away in 2002, and my son was born in 2000. And there was a particular day when we were at her grave, and he was asking me, a little boy asking me, where's your father? And I at that point in time became determined to try to find out the story. And we had a birthday, we had in 1931, we had shipping records of his entry to and out of Australia. And so I went through an exhaustive search, and due to luck, really, we found his details.
Un impegno istituzionale lo avrebbe poi portato in Italia in veste di vice primo ministro australiano, non lontano da dove Carlo Albanese, suo padre, risiedeva.
I was traveling to Rome to meet Minister Tajani, to talk about an Australian-European air services agreement. It was just a couple of weeks before I was due to go, so we wrote to him to say that Marianne Ellery, my mother's original name. She had taken his name and gave me his name when I was born. Was visiting, would be in Bari where I had meetings scheduled, and that we would visit. And I would like to see him without going into details. And so we went to Valletta in Puglia, and we had through an intermediary, we then met. I discovered I had a brother and a sister and nieces and nephews, and he was very welcoming, and he of course remembered my mother. He had the same photo that I had, that I had sent, he had as well. And we enjoyed a relationship and contact. That was in December 2009, so I was 46 years old when I first met my father. They were quite surprised that someone, a deputy prime minister from the other side of the world, was his son. And I visited the following Easter. I took my son across to see his grandfather and to meet all of his family. So I met him. He had consequently, he had married a woman from the town, from Valletta, and we enjoyed a number of meetings. He passed away in January of 2014, and then I felt that I could tell the story.
Questa è la storia di una nuova identità, un'identità che c'è sempre stata, ma che è stata poi scoperta o riscoperta, e che Albanese porta sempre con sé, sia nella vita privata che in quella pubblica. Un'identità complessa, simile a quella di molti dei nostri ascoltatori qui su SBS Italian, a cavallo tra l'Italia e l'Australia.
I'm very proud of the fact that I'm half Italian in terms of my genes. I hope that the Italo-Australian community as well are proud of the fact that we could have potentially an opportunity of having an Australian Prime Minister who is half Italian in terms of their background, and that would be, I think, a good thing for multiculturalism here. I grew up just down the road here, but could easily have grown up in a little fishing village on the coast there. And it's interesting that Giovinazzo is very close to Valletta in Puglia, and it has a sister city relationship with Leichhardt, where we are sitting right now. Nothing to do with me was done years beforehand. The main square in Giovinazzo is Piazza di Leichhardt. My son is now, he turns 20 next month. He has a cousin who, when they first met, when we first went over, they were 9 years old. And you could tell that they were from the same stock. They look like a boy and girl twins. I think our backgrounds are sometimes quite complex, because if you have a name like Albanese, you know, I got called a Italian and some not always pleasant names at school growing up. So I identified, I always went for Italy in the World Cup, because we never made it for a long time, of course. And celebrated here in Norton Street when Italy won the World Cup. So I felt that connection. I think that our genes are quite complex things. And that sense of identity, though, I think is very important.
Trova altre storie nella tua lingua sul sito sbs.com.au/italian.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.